Local firefighter Nathan Konosik has started a nonprofit organization to train the community in techniques to stop life-threatening bleeding. He feels passionately that all educators can and should be first responders to emergencies. KLCC's Aubrey Bulkley went to a training at Malabon Elementary School in Eugene's Bethel District.
In the school library, Konosik teaches Malabon staff hemorrhage control techniques, among the book displays of Captain Underpants and Pete the Cat. Konosik starts out by showing a clip of CPR training from the TV show The Office, which helps lighten a heavy subject.
I can't keep doing this forever.
It's in 20 seconds.
Call it.
Konosik weaves humor and heart throughout his training without sugarcoating the realities involved with trauma.
Unfortunately, if something occurred, you're already here. You are in the best position to help someone that's injured. So why not put the knowledge and the tools in your hands where you can make a difference? You could be the stopgap from the time an injury occurs till paramedics arrive on scene.
Konosik is a Eugene Springfield firefighter and father of two. He was struck by the realization that emergency services would struggle to reach kids in school shootings fast enough. A person can only lose about half their blood volume before it becomes life-threatening.
My children only have about 2 liters of blood in them, which means they can lose 1 liter. That's one of the things that got me passionate about teaching teachers in schools, is that if my child and I receive the same injury, they will bleed to death 3.5 times faster than I will.
He's established a nonprofit, Bleed Safe of Lane County, and trained over 1,000 community members who are often the first people at an emergency scene in hemorrhage control. It's the process of applying direct pressure similar to CPR chest compressions to specific points in the arms and legs to stop the flow of blood. This means using a tourniquet, hands or knees, or packing gauze into the wound.
Those compressions prolong that person's life until more definitive care arrives. So applying direct pressure is the most immediate thing a civilian can do from someone that has serious hemorrhaging.
He uses techniques of Stop the Bleed, a program developed after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, when many of the victims died from blood loss. The Hartford Consensus followed with recommendations of how to improve victim survival in incidents of mass violence. In October 2015, Obama's White House began an awareness campaign to train the public in hemorrhage control techniques. After seeing Konosik run a training for Eugene Springfield firefighters, City of Eugene safety manager Paul Fernari wanted to spread this knowledge.
Trauma is a leading cause of death from people under the age of 45, and that can come from traffic crashes, falls, industrial accidents, all sorts of situations.
Since then, Konosik has trained roughly 150 city staff, ranging from urban forestry employees using chainsaws to Holt Center ushers. Fernari is also looking ahead to when Eugene hosts the Olympic Trials and World Track Championships over the next couple years.
We're always having events where large numbers of folks come into our community. You never know what's going to happen. So having as many people as possible trained in these techniques will have the best possibility to save lives.
Fernari hopes to offer classes through the city's community programming in the near future. The training at Malabon Elementary wraps up with teachers practicing on each other.
Ah, that's it. Yeah. That's it. I can feel that.
Yeah, it's like, it's painful. Like,
it is. It is. That's
so
good
much
one.
More than I would anticipate, but we want to stop the bleed.
Right. Before Konosik's first training with educators, he was reminded this audience was different.
Teachers are not police officers and firefighters. I've been nothing but impressed with our school teachers. They wanted to be empowered to make a difference, because they realized they are the ones there if something ever happened.
Principal Maureen Spence is pleased with the turnout. Nearly 2/3 of staff participated.
With knowledge and with practice, we can have more skills that we can use in an unfortunate situation that might save a life.
And second grade teacher Wendy Leona.
I have 2 kids at home, and I trust when they go to school that people around them will take care of them, so I do the same for my students.
Each participant received a hemorrhage control kit to keep in their classroom thanks to a Malabon parent who covered the cost of the supplies. Konosik donates his time because his personal goal is to teach and provide equipment for all school staff in the area. Starting Bleed Safe of Lane County will make it easier for Konosik to raise the support needed to provide kits for local school staff. For KLCC News, I'm Aubrey Bulkley.